Blog Talk Radio.
In the heart of the South, in the gateway of Florida, there stands an amazing church in the beautiful, bold new city of the South called Jacksonville. This church is located minutes from the downtown area in an adjacent community called Arlington. This global church is called the Hospital Church Multicultural Center, affectionately called the HC Center by its many members. Come join our pastor, Bishop Z, for a time of inspiration.
Searching for music for your next video? Mm-hmm. Then you need to check out our...
In the heart of the South. For the copyrighted content. The Deeper Look is a messenger and sharer of information and strives to verify but cannot warrant the accuracy of copyrights or completeness of the information on this format. If you have a complaint about something or find your content is being used incorrectly, please contact The Deeper Look prior to making a copyright claim. Any infringement was not done on purpose and will be rectified to all parties' satisfaction.
We take your story serious. Do you have an issue that you would like Dr. Jackson to deal with? Are you a whistleblower? Do you have information that needs to be exposed about the harming of people? Contact us today with your story and contact information, and please send corresponding proof. We do not buy stories or use this platform to hurt people, but we listen to both sides of the story. Email us today at deeperlook2020@gmail.com.
Join the Deeper Look family. We would like you to like us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/deeperlookshow or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Deeper Look Show. You can get alerts when we go live. Save this number to call in and voice your opinion. Be our co-host call-in guest, 516-590-0135.
Dr. Jackson would like you to support the Deeper Look family financially. You can show it through various methods. Cash App, hashtag Deeper Show. Venmo, Deeper Show. Zelle, deeperlook2020@gmail.com. Or you can mail all contributions to Deeper Look Show, care of HC Multicultural Center, 6651 Crestline Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211.
Are you interested in getting your product or event out to the world? Consider advertising with us. Send us an email at deeperlook2020@gmail.com. Ask our team about letting us help you get your message out to the world or call 904-878-4680.
Well, thank y'all so much. So glad to have you. Thank you, Brother Howard, Sandy Hall, Shirley, Dennis. I really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for signing on tonight. I'm Dr. Jackson. I am your host tonight. We've got an exciting show we're going to talk about tonight. A lot of great issues we're going to discuss tonight. We're going to talk about this wonder drug that Trump is proposing to be the answer for the coronavirus. We're going to talk about the Prime Minister. We're going to talk about what Easter Sunday looks like this year. It's a different kind of Easter Sunday that we've ever seen. God bless you, David Swenson. Bless you, DeRoy. And I'm so glad to have you on. We're going to talk about a bunch of new things that are coming, and hopefully they're recording the show as well as YouTubing it, and so our YouTube followers can see it as well. So we're going to talk about a wonderful thing. And then at the end, I'm going to teach you some things about how to stream your service through an FM transmitter, so you that are going to have parking lot service can learn the technology of how to do that. I'm going to actually walk you through a training online for that. We're going to open the telephone lines, let you ask questions. And then I'm going to talk about, get some testimonials of some people that survived the corona episode. We're going to talk about that tonight. So I'm excited. Bless you, Prophetess Caldwell, and some of many of you that are signing on. So glad to have you on. So we got a lot to talk about tonight, and I'm excited. Well, I'm Dr. Z, and it's going to be a wonderful show. We got a whole lot to cover tonight. It's going to be gut-wrenching. We're going to deal with some things, but we'll be right back and dealing with all of this stuff that we've got out here today. Let's deal with this. There's a wonder drug that our president has recommended. They've used it overseas. Hey, Brother Green, glad to have you on, that he's recommended. And there's been a lot of pushback with our president concerning this wonder drug. Now, several statements have been said about this wonder drug. The long-lasting replications of using it has been who's going to profit from it. He's taking the lead in from other countries of what they're doing. Now, what I want you to do, there have been much talk about should we reach our congressmen, our leaders, and they're getting it pushed through, where they are able to get it pushed through. And for certain cases, there have been some cases where they have allowed it to be administered to people that are in almost at death's door, and it's turned their condition around. We're afraid because it's not a vaccine. Let me say this. It is not necessarily a vaccine, and they're going to put the number. So I want you to write this call-in number down. And they're going to put our Cash App for some of you who want to support us. But it's not a vaccine as of yet. But there is this option. Now, listen to me. There have been much talk about this particular option. And we're going to look at a video of what Trump said, and then we're going to talk about it. And then I may just open the lines, telephone lines up, and hear what people are saying about it. And what's your feeling about this wonder drug? I want to hear what you think about this wonder drug. Hey, Shakayla, bless you. We want to talk about this wonder drug and see. And I want you to share. Swipe, share, tell somebody that we're on. We're going to talk about some wonderful things today, and I'm going to help some churches. If you know some churches that are trying to do Easter Sunday at service and they don't know how to do it exactly and they want to transmit like a FM radio station, I want you to tell them this is the right place to be. Bless you, McNair. God bless you. Glad to have you on. So tell them that a lot of great things are going on. I'm going to discuss a whole lot of transmitting. Some of you can transmit in your local neighborhood. The SEC has opened up chains. I can't wait to talk about that for baby radio stations. God, because of the crisis. So it's a lot of great things that I got to share with you tonight. But we're going to talk about this Trump thing. Hey, I got some more people signed on. Crystal, I see you, Crystal Grant. Glad to have you on tonight. Got quite a few people that are joining us tonight. Hey, Brother Michael Randall. So glad to have you on. I guess I'm doing roll call while y'all are sharing and swiping and telling people that we're on. And hopefully we can get a good group of people on and sharing with us tonight. I don't know how many people on tonight. How many people on? I can't actually see how many people on. We got 125 people on tonight. Okay, that's not too bad. We're going to just see what it looks like tonight and how it works out. And we'll go from there tonight. And just see how this looks. So tonight, let's deal with this whole situation. I want to deal with the wonder drug. The wonder drug. Let's play that video about this new wonder drug, and we'll be right back.
The FDA has approved a compassionate use for a significant number of patients. We have a drug called chloroquine. A derivation would be hydroxychloroquine, which I hear even better about. It's a common malaria drug. It's been available, so therefore the safety level we understand very well. It's been relatively safe, and it showed very encouraging early results, really encouraging. If this works as well as hopefully it might, the FDA, which would have taken normally much longer to do, under our great secretary, has been fantastic. The head of the FDA has been Dr. Hahn, Dr. Stephen Hahn. He's been fantastic. He got it approved very quickly. I won't even tell you how quickly, but let's put it this way. It's approved. And we're encouraging you to take a look at it. We have ordered a lot of it, and you can too. It's by prescription. It's a very powerful drug for malaria and also for various forms of very serious arthritis, but we think it has a very serious, very good impact on what we're talking about with respect to the virus. So you'll take a look at that and you can coordinate with us, but I think to me that's a game changer. You know about the vaccines are fine, but that will be a while before you can test them because you have to leave quite a bit of period. We are making tremendous progress on a vaccine, but it still takes a long while to test it. We're also studying this and other promising therapies, which is a therapy produced by Gilead, and that would be it's called Remdesivir, and it shows great promise. And Regeneron is a company which is also working very hard on a drug, and it's also, they're doing very well. They are the ones that came up with a very successful solution to Ebola. And they've been a fantastic company. So we have some great things, but the ones that I mentioned are very good, but especially I think if you look at the first mention, could be a absolute total game changer. And with that, I think we'll go back to the, this is by prescription, but states can issue it. And we have it approved by the FDA, and I think it's going to be something that will be very interesting to see. We're going to know very quickly, but we've had some very good tests, and it's been successful. So let's take a look. To me, that's probably the most important thing that anybody can say, if it works. but we have it approved for safety. And I want to thank the FDA for acting so quickly. It was incredible how quickly. This was something that would have taken years, and they got it done almost immediately based on the past history of the drug.
We take your story serious. Do you have an issue that you would like Dr. Jackson to deal with? Are you a whistleblower? Do you have information that needs to be exposed about the harming of people? Contact us today with your story and contact information, and please send corresponding proof. We do not buy stories or use this platform to hurt people, but we listen to both sides of the story. Email us today at deeperlook2020@gmail.com.
Join the Deeper Look family. We would like you to like us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/deeperlookshow or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Deeper Look Show. You can get alerts when we go live. Save this number to call in and voice your opinion. Be our co-host call-in guest, 516-590-0135.
Well, we're back, my friends. We're definitely back. Listen to me, please. If there's anything news you've got, I'm always looking for content that's exciting. You know something's going on in the community, some whistles that need to be blown, some stuff that need to be told. Please email me, share it with me. We will not destroy someone else's life using your information, but we will address the issues, and I will take both sides of the story, and I will deal with both sides of the story. Because I believe that he's raised us up. Hey, Colby, good to see you on. Glad to see you on. Michael Doss, I'm glad to have you on. So now, this drug, what do you think? Put the number up. Put the number up. Some of you may call in. What do you think about this new wonder drug they've got out? They're working on a vaccination. The people that's done some other drugs and have worked with other diseases and viruses, have came up with some wonderful things, Ebola and many of the other things that have came across the country, and the labs are working. But our president is believing that this is a drug that should give us miracle breakthroughs in sustaining life. The states can order it, he said, and get this drug in. So this is a good thing that the states are able to get the drug, and it's readily available. And so many people have loved ones that are dying, that are sick. What do you think? Think we need to move forward with it? What do you think about this new wonder drug? What should we do with it? Should we administer it? Should we celebrate our president for bringing to the attention this drug? It came actually, you know, it's kind of weird because Dr. Oz, of all people, rung the bell about it. He started talking about it. In great detail, and got it to the attention of Vice President Mike Pence. And Mike Pence looked over the information about it. And then from Mike Pence, it went, of course, to the president, and he started working with the Food and Drug Administration of getting it approved. And it has now been fast-tracked and able to be approved. Now, the basis of why they approved it is because it was already an existing drug in use, already an approved drug for other issues. So now have you been looking on the internet? There's a bunch of conspiracies out there wondering, is the vaccination going to bring other diseases? Is it genocide? Is it trying to kill off people? And there's a lot of fear mongers are being created. Now be careful that you do not allow people to create a panic attack. There's a lot of panic, a lot of anxiety out there. That's going on because fear mongers, people are sharing stuff in your inboxes. Half of that stuff is not even true, isn't accurate information that they're sharing. Someone got it. Now, what they believe is that information is created, listen to me clearly, by by retail operations, stores, backers, marketers. Yeah, they start a viral campaign to tell you that only this kind of hand sanitizer works. So Purell stock goes up, and the other hand sanitizer. And then they tell you that only this works, and it lays on a surface for so long, so you have to spray it with this, and only these products work. And they create that it's going to create diarrhea. Where some of the toilet paper friends that came along is because some of the initial emails talked about diarrhea symptoms and running out of, and to get all of these kind of things, just like it was a hurricane or a storm coming. So there are people, there are companies that unfortunately make a living selling product for companies by creating social frenzy in the social places. And so there are a lot of great things. Now, they're making masks across the country. People are making masks. Will you have me that mask there? Can someone just chunk it to me? I know y'all don't want to get in the camera, and you got to chunk it right, because if you don't chunk it right, we're in trouble. So there you go. There you go. You're still out of there. They're making masks all across the country. Now, if you want a mask, they're making them. And this is one of the towns. We got the kind that you can put over here. Now, if you want a mask, we're making masks too. Now, our masks are not like everybody else's masks, because we have a substance inside of our mask that will allow you to wash and clean this. But it's like a type of filter. It's not a filter, but it works almost just like it. And so some of you may need to consider getting one of them. If you're interested in a mask, you can call our number, which is 904-878-4680, and you can hit us up. We've got masks available, and they are making them like crazy. People are buying them left and right. Masks. The CDC said when you go out now, they're recommending that every American that go out, that they will wear a mask. And we have very high quality. These are not those glued masks that you can't wash. You want to be able to wash the mask that you wear, because, ready, you want it to be a repeat mask. And guess what? Our masks are only $5. $5. And so people have been ordering groups of 20, taking them to senior citizens and elderly and doing something. Some protection is better than no protection at all. So now this wonder drug is out there. Do we have any callers? And when they come in, they'll let us know. I want you to give us a call about this wonder drug. Give me your opinion. Do you believe that this drug will work? Do you believe that it's something? Hey, Jeremiah, glad to have you on. Brother David Swenson, good to see you. Is this a wonder drug? Is the president, this is another way for the president to make money? What do you think? A lot of people have been giving their opinions. They've been inboxing. Social media has been talking. But what we do know, that we have a breakthrough. This drug is said in many cases have turned the conditions around. So many people that have been given this, a compassion, they've given administered in compassion cases, and the Food and Drug Administration approved them to give it based on compassion cases. So they've already given it out in a few cases prior to them having a full-fledged approval. And the conditions of people immediately turned around. Within 1 to 2 days, people were up, breathing on their own, and doing extremely well. So listen to me. I'm going to say this to you. I'm not necessarily a Trump fan. I am a Jesus fan. He's my president first. But while I do have a president, I'm commanded as a Christian to pray for my commander-in-chief, the president of the United States. And I'm going to be a prayer warrior. I'm going to pray for social government that God will influence. That doesn't mean that I don't use the power of my vote to change my current political condition in the country. But it is important. Good to see you, Brother Carl. It is important that you use your vote to work for you. But our president, now I'm not necessarily a Trump supporter, so don't send me a bunch of letters telling me how can you as a black man support Trump. Listen to me. But if this drug will save lives, I'm encouraging you to speak with healthcare providers when you have family members that are going through. Yeah, it's not tested. It has not been. It's been. It has not had years of testing. But some of the drugs have had years of testing, and if you look at the side of it, it's horrible, and it's afraid, it's scary, the side effects. There are going to be side effects. But let me tell you something. Death is a lighter side effect than some of the stuff that's out there. So I want you to consider, speak with, if you reach out to our show, we can give you the names of all the drugs that they've got out there that are saying if you've got family members that are living literally scared for their life, and you can, and they're in other states, other cities, or maybe in the city, if you can speak to the health care provider because you have custody or right or power of attorney over those that are going, this is a great drug, it seems to recommend. So there is hope out there. Good to see you, Cody, on here, Alicia. There is hope that's out there. And Carl, good to see you out there. So this drug is said to be a wonder drug. In the top of the hour, we want to talk about the prime minister. Can you believe it? The prime minister who was leading the fight for the UK, that little land where Blaze used to hang out at, our sound engineer, London, yeah. Where Prophet Fidel used to hang out at, London, the UK, the Queen's man, the Prime Minister, is now been moved to intensive care. He got the corona. This thing ain't playing, y'all. Got money. Lord, the prime minister, he done went from just regular hospital room to he's in intensive care. The ICU. Child, this thing ain't nothing to play with. I keep telling y'all. I'm paranoid when people get to go. my media guy that does my media stuff, I know I told him he works at Walmart. Yeah, I'd be spraying stuff behind him when he leaves. This thing ain't no joke. He worked for DoorDash and Walmart. So he out there hustling both ways. He's coming in there spreading the Ebola. This thing is dangerous, y'all. Man, y'all, some of y'all thinking this thing is a joke. I'm glad to see you on Lori Brown. Y'all think this thing is a joke. This ain't no game, y'all. This thing is dangerous. And the prime minister is in the hospital, yeah, fighting for his life. Now, you know they got deep pockets. The Queen Elizabeth had to come on the television the other night and encourage the nation. Tell them, said, we can pull this thing together. It's going to be okay. Hold your place. Now, you know she was about 2 miles away from everybody. You know, Queen, her social distance is 2 miles apart. You know, she real old, so you know she got to make sure she stay away from people in great distance. Lord, because if the Queen get it, Lord have mercy. Lord, who in line? Lord, somebody ought to tell me who in line if the Queen get it. But we pray she doesn't and that God keeps. Long live the Queen. Yes. Long live the Queen. Bless you. Long live. Good to have you, Mike Knight, on with us. Now, so our concern, let's look at this thing about the prime minister. And so I'm your news reporter as well, taking a deeper look. Let's see what they're saying about the prime minister.
But this morning, Britain's prime minister, Boris Johnson, is in intensive care, focused on the fight of his life. His own difficult battle with the virus. Politics pushed aside. European leaders like the French president, who so often disagreed with Johnson, tweeting support.
When you're in intensive care, it's a big deal. So
President Trump hoping the prime minister will pull through.
Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend. He's been really something very special, strong, resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
On Thursday, Johnson was outside Downing Street cheering Britain's health workers. He looked visibly sick in a video message Friday.
I still have a temperature.
On Sunday, he was moved to the hospital. And yesterday, just hours after tweeting, "I'm in good spirits," he was given oxygen and moved to intensive care. The Queen being kept informed. His foreign secretary, who will run the government in his absence, visibly stunned.
Well, the government's business will continue, and the Prime Minister is in safe hands with a brilliant team.
His pregnant fiancée, who lives with him in Downing Street, has also been sick, but says she's getting stronger. Initially, like so many, Johnson failed to take coronavirus seriously, shaking hands on a hospital visit.
There were actually a few coronavirus patients, and I shook hands with everybody, you'll be pleased to know, and I continue to shake hands.
This morning, Britain is waking up to an unprecedented crisis. Its hospitals overstretched, treating the victims of the virus, including the Prime Minister himself, in intensive care.
These are really unsettling times for the British people, waking up to front pages like this, Hoda. One, the Daily Mail, saying that his pregnant fiancé and he are due to have their baby within weeks. The government has suggested that might happen in the early summer.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So this is crazy. So this thing is crazy, y'all. The Queen, she spoke to the nation. And can y'all believe that the Prime Minister got this thing? We in trouble. Well, I want to talk to y'all about tonight. What are we going to do about Easter Sunday, y'all? Easter Sunday. Now, the president initially told us, he was talking to his conservative base, that we were going to be able to have church Easter Sunday. And the people just went to shouting because they was excited that we was going to be able to have Easter Sunday church. But come to find out, y'all, we ain't going to be able to have Easter Sunday church. So there's been a lot of talk about what a church is going to do in regards to this thing that's going on. It's going to affect. Pastors are trying to figure out how to bring churches up. Now, churches increase in membership traditionally through their outreach on Easter Sunday. There's a full evangelism. That's one of the fullest times that people go to church, Easter Sunday. There's a full evangelism. We do it too. There are plays. There's all kind of things that go on. And so this year, we will not have a full production going on this year because of this. Not to mention that many churches have been affected economically due to the fact of low attendance. You know, folks don't give the same way outside of the church as they do if they're in. Let's just keep it real. It's like when members go on vacation. We don't have them good old members like back in the day when they went on vacation. They left the offering to the church. They said, well, they'll get the church to get the offering when we come back. And they didn't mean they say they offer. They'll get where we'll pick up where we left, not where we left off, but where we at right now. We get back. So churches and pastors are trying to figure out creative means of how to do it. So they really believe that Easter Sunday, folks were going to come back to church. Hey, bless you so much. Somebody, who is this? Trying to see you. Kanita, bless you, Kanita Taylor. But they were believing that people were coming back to church and that the doors would be open. They won't. In the state of Florida, you can have under 50 people. Thank you. That shows some ingenuity. You can have under 50 people in the state of Florida. So many churches, their productionary team will be. Now, I'm going to tell you who's doing well. The small church. I told y'all it was a comeback for the small church. The small church is hot now. They jumping. They having to turn people away at the small churches now. My friend of mine pastors a wonderful storefront church. He had to turn people away Sunday. He said, man, I had so many in there Sunday, I had to turn them away just in case the man came. So they're doing well. They're doing well. But I'm concerned. Do you think the storefront churches, the smaller churches, the smaller fellowships, are they practicing social distancing? Are they doing that? Now, I've been to a few churches because we've been setting up the streaming capacity for quite a few churches. Let me bring this down so it's below my what you call them, my close. And I've been to quite a few churches and working with them. I pull it on down and make noise. You know, that's what I do. I get on the media team. I guess they'd be like, Lord, if he don't, he's just so embarrassing. But and I've been watching that I've been going to churches actually setting up streaming. Well, mind you, if your church, I just ran into some new technology that just hit my desk yesterday. Oh, my God, that will allow me to get y'all up and streaming, I think, for like $300. It'll let you be able to stream for less than $300, the equipment and stuff. So y'all need to hit me up, and, you know, we'll charge a small installation thing. But for $400, you'll be like $450, you'll sound like Bishop T.D. Jakes, though. I mean, if your sound system ain't raggedy. But we're going to get y'all up and running. But a lot of them have been concerned about production and getting out there and doing what they need to be able to do. So it is very much possible. I'm not going to play the video with Trump. Everybody heard that video that Trump talked about on the lawn. They was going to do what a church is going to do. There's some ideas. Some churches are going to a streaming service, just streaming. Others, bless you, are Joseph Carson. Oh, I remember you. You was in Jacksonville. You used to be in Jacksonville, bro. Pastored off of Beaver Street. Yes, yeah, Beaver and MacDuff. And beautiful mother that was, she was a powerful preacher in our region. She was a nurse with my mother. So there's a lot of things that are going on. So also, if your church needs a place to stream on Sunday, let's say you don't have enough time to get everything that you need to stream, but you know you're not having services, if you want to come into our studio starting as early as 7 a.m., we will start streaming and allow you to come in for free. You need to give us a donation now. Donation. It's a free service that we're not going to knock your head off that we do for our studio rates, $200 and $300. But you need to make a donation. Let's keep it real. We will stream to your web page or your Facebook page so your members can see it. And so we open our time slots from 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. And some may want to do it late in the afternoon and stream to make sure that their members are getting the message. We are more than willing to do that for you completely free. We want to be a blessing to the body of Christ, okay? We want to be a blessing to the body of Christ. So we did make that service available to them. Now, I got some calls from some pastors said, can we do it at 6 a.m.? I said, oh, yay, Lord, Lord, have mercy, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord. Now, you know, if you're a church and you cannot have service, not just because you want a pretty church like our church should do it in. Don't do that to me. But if you're a church and you cannot have service and you do not have a capacity, if you can tell me you can come in and out in an hour, I will allow you to use our sanctuary completely free of charge. You just need to bless my media team that work. Okay? Well, I'll let you use it completely free at charge. So if you do sunrise service at 6 a.m., my media team will be here at 6 a.m. For you. We'll give you 1 hour. So that's from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, from 8 to 9. Those three blocks are open. And then they'll also be available to do stuff upstairs in our studio to do that. I want to help churches and be a blessing to churches. So if your church is out there and you know that you need to get the message out, and let's say you've been getting it out and you've been doing it on your iPad and your iPhone, please don't get them people a raggedy Easter service. Come somewhere where we can do it. We're not charging you to do it. We've been a blessing to you. Come do it right so we can help you set up the Cash App, all of the stuff, maybe put together a website. We'll show you how to pick all your members and call all your members at your church and tell them the website to look at so that we can have it available so that the members can share in a Resurrection Sunday service. Now, you don't want them looking at Celebration. Celebration is taking over Channel 4, and they're having a live, that stream is going to be on Channel 4. And then you don't want them looking at Joel Osteen. Thank God, Joel Osteen is not their pastor. They keep looking at him, they're going to be presenting their tithes and offering to Joel Osteen. And the church still has to go on. And so let's just keep it real, pastors. Do it right. I'm offering this for Easter only. I'm giving you an opportunity. Don't let your arrogance it. Don't let because, oh, he who he think he is. He is someone that God going to use to be a blessing to you. I don't want your money. I'm not after your stuff. It won't have my name on it, my signature on it. It'll have your page, your stuff, your information. I simply want to be a blessing to churches and pastors throughout the nation. And so, you know, people may say a lot of things, but I want you to go run and tell that. One thing I am not is I am going to be helped. I had some people send me messages today that were not, they were not in need of the services that we had, but they just said it's just a blessing to see people doing it. I'm not doing it for kudos or the attention of man. I simply know that the body of Christ is in trouble, and we need to be able to show some love and help one another in these crazy times. Now, there is some technology out there for some. I want to say this. There's something called Uber Conference Live. So you may be an older church, and you can have all your members call in over the telephone. They can call in, and you can do an Uber conference line service where you can speak to them on the, hey, Charles Bender and Michael, glad to have you. You can do an Uber conference over an Uber, and that's only $15 a month. It's a real, real nice, consistent. The message can be recorded and everything. So that's an offer. If you have any questions, you can call our deeper, you can call our line after we're off. They'll help you, and we'll help churches. But again, the word is we're offering our church for free and our studios for free on Easter Sunday to churches that need to get their message out. Again, our video, our television studio, we can broadcast on YouTube, Instagram, all of those formats, YouTube, Facebook. You can use our facilities completely free. Put the word out. I'm going to say it again. Our facility is available for churches that are in need completely free. You can call our office. You can call right now and they'll take your name and number. I will personally call you back and we will schedule a time. So we have two different spaces. You got a whole band, your musicians, you want them to come over because our church is a great place for streaming. If you want to do an early morning sunrise service, they're more than welcome. We have a service at 9:30, so that means you got to be done by 9 o'clock, 9-ish, around that time. And then we have another window that open up for you to be able to do it upstairs in our studio. So a church can come and do sunrise service at 6. Another one can do it at 7. Another one can do it at 8. We just want to be a blessing to get the word out. You have unique time. And then we have a studio upstairs. So if you want to be able to stream your services and your service start, you want to do it at 6 in the morning, they're available 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock. My team is on standby to help you this weekend. Make sure you get the message out. The only thing that we request is that you give the media team a love offering because they're going to be doing a lot of work. But we are not in a love offering to the church or something like that, if you would like. But we are not charging. This is our gift to the body of Christ. So hear me clearly. I want to bless the body of Christ. This is your weekend to be blessed. No strings attached. I want to help churches this weekend. So spread the word. Spread the news. Please don't call me on Saturday night and try to reach us on Saturday night, calling us, talking about we want to come. Don't be last minute-ish. Because my staff, I may not be able to reach them. And them jokers been going to sleep on me. And you call me Saturday night, tell me that you need some help. I can't get them up. And I am too fat, too old, too tired to be trying to get up here and turn machines on at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I got young people. I'm just keeping it real with you that I'm assigning them. They're here now. Some of the others I've trained, they'll be here and they will minister to you and help you and bless your church. But if you fool around on Saturday night, talking about call me, hey, Reb, we've been trying to stream this thing and this stream thing ain't working. So I'm going to see, can I come over there to the HC, the hospital church, and let you help me, Reb? You call me at 7:30 at night, I'm going to tell you, and I'm ready. I'm going to look at you and say, Pastor, I tried. Them Negroes sleep. Excuse me, I don't know if I can say that over here. But they sleep. They ain't answering the phone because they know I'm calling. Tell me they got to be up at 6 a.m. in the morning. Yeah. You got to call me enough time so I can get it in their spirit. They can't duck me for 2 days now. I send texts and maydays and everything else. You know what I do? See, I do what I do. When they waiting on they transfer their money, I said, call me about your transfer. I get them for you. I get them for you. But I can't help because I've been already paying them. By Saturday, they got their money in their hands. So I can't, you know. So I'm just trying to help you, pal. I'm trying to help you, Reverend. All right. So there is some new technology out there. It's some simple technology. And I'm going to go over it. You're able to do transmitters. Some of you can plan a parking lot service. You can do service in a parking lot. And service in a parking lot, you can transmit. You can put your speakers up. That's not the one I'm going to do with yet. I'm going to get ready to come to there. I want you to do the transmitter video first. See there? It says transmitter video. Yeah, uh-huh. Thank you. I'm finna show y'all some stuff, something here. I'm finna help y'all. Parking lot. You can do service in the parking lot. Tell somebody, say, service in the parking lot. Yes, sir. The members can pull all up in their car. Don't let them down. You can put the speakers up so they can hear as that's your surround sound. And, Doc, you can close. And I heard the Lord say, he died. Didn't he die? Didn't he die? They put him in a borrowed tomb. But early Sunday morning, he got up. How did he get up? With all power in his hand. Yes, sir. I remember. Because, you know, I'm joking. But I love my brothers and sisters that we got to take them to the cross. Listen to me. You can have the members all come to church on Sunday and have service in the parking lot. There is some FM technology. They can set their FM stations on a specific station that you select. The FCC has given us, have granted churches in this case of emergency, watch this, a temporary reprieve to interrupt signals around in there in a 2-mile radius. Come on now. Come on, somebody. Somebody say amen. You better say something up in here that your word can get out. Now, some churches, you can start broadcasting the folks that's going to come near your church. They're going to be able to start streaming the word of God. You ain't got to pay for radio right now. Hey, somebody say something up in the air. So you're able to tell your minister, your members, turn on such and such radio, and you're able to preach your message. Now, I took some of this video. I'm going to walk you through how to set up. You need a basic mixer board. You need mixers. Your speakers like you need. You need to play. The piano player can play the keyboard and run it in. So let's play this video, and I'm going to talk you through a little bit of what's set up. He may have to fast forward a little bit, but I'm going to help y'all understand this of all the stuff you need. Come on. This old country church. So you know you need your mixer. That's an old PV mixer now. Phantom Power. You know, I'm not necessarily a proponent of a PV, but PV is PV. And so you need a microphone for the preacher to be able to plug the microphone in. That's so you can plug the keyboard in that you got on the side. You got your cordless mics so that the preacher can walk around with his cordless mic and say a word, sir. Say a word, sir. He plugs it in the back of it. It's a wonderful, easy setup. Now, there's another device that we're going to talk about here. It gives good range. For them, they have a small one that will only probably reach probably about 1,000 meters, about the size of a field, a football field. Yeah, y'all knocked it off by accident. God is good. So the device that they're utilizing is a hands-free car kit FM transmitter. You see, look, that's the power supply for it because it's got a car kit. And you can buy a plug that you don't have to stick it into one of those car jumpers. That little device there is $39, $29 that you can get. It'll come back up on the screen. That's a way you can plug it in. You know, they make a thing that you don't have to plug it in one of those backup powers, that you can actually plug it in the wall, and you're able to set whatever station that you want. Usually 88.9, those are the stations. No, every now and then 91 point something, but those are usually the lower powered stations that makes it easy for you to take over the signal And you plug the output of that, the output of your board and auxiliary output into that, and it will transmit the signal. Now, it needs to be phantom power because, unfortunately, what strengthens that signal to go through, it seems to need phantom power to be able to do that. It's and if you're using this premit, this little device here, it's not an elaborate advice, but it's a simple advice. You're going to need one of those adapters for most of you to be able to plug into. And you can get that from Best Buy. That's that Best Buy brand. You can buy this device that I'm talking about from Best Buy that will allow you to transmit. You can buy it from Best Buy as well, and it will allow you to transmit. So you can be up and running on Sunday. Look at somebody said up and running on Sunday. You can order them now. If your Best Buy is closed, you can order them from Best Buy today, and they will have it to you within 2 days. So if you ordered on Wednesday, it'll be to your house on Friday for you to run and test it out. This is a great chance for you to have parking lot church and preach the word of God, and people are able to see. Very simple setup, not that complicated, very easy, allow you to get the message out. That's all I want to show of that. Now, I have another device that I want to show you for you bougie people like myself. Now, go ahead. Now, you notice that it's only $139. Let's go through it and look at it. Let's flip the pictures. It's a device right there that allows for mic input. You put your output of your sound system in it. You're able to control the volume. You have a music input if you want to pump music in, and you're able to transmit. I believe this one goes up to a 2 mile area. So you're able to transmit in your area in an effective manner to get the message out. And this is audible on Amazon. You're looking for a transmitter, long range broadcast stereo station, signal provider. These are allow you to transmit your services for Resurrection Sunday. It's a great tool for churches that want to get their message out. Also, churches use this oftentimes that have, it gives you all of the equipment. Some churches have a campus. This is a great tool if you have a campus so that when people are coming on your campus, it's broadcasting the information of what's going on your campus, in your church, what's going on. It's a great device, a great tool to help you get your message out. Now the licensing requirement are zero. The FCC has allowed this temporary status for you to broadcast. I believe it's up to a 5 mile radius, I think they said. These devices go two, so the devices that will go up to 2 miles are currently available now. I wish you could put me in the corner there so I wouldn't be so gone. But the devices that will allow you to go up to 2 miles are there, and these devices will help you get your message out. Now, if you notice, it has all of the power supply, all of the information, all of the cables that you need. You're able to just to simply set them up. All of everything comes in it. Now, you will need... because those are not quarter-inch inputs, those are 3M, 1/16, 1/8, 1/8, that 1/8, or 3M, 3, they're like the headphone jack, so, 1/8 of an inch, or what is the other term for them, 3M? 3.5. Now, because it's 3.5, you're going to need an adapter on the other end to transmit the signal. I recommend that you use gold tips. If you use gold tips, correct tips so that the signal can be clear. And it's going to be a very effective way of stereo quality getting out your message out. Now, you have an input for music. Many people take left and right, which is music on one and voice on the other. I mean, they merge them to give a a stereo out input in there from left and right from your mixer board. It sounds amazing, the quality. I've used them in times past at devices that are similar to this. Not this particular device is a great way. So you can have parking lot church and do it very professional. Not just this Sunday, but even afterwards. Many churches have begun to make a plan that we're going to come to church and have parking lot church and still get our message out. So that's a wonderful thing. And listen to me, churches. Are there any pastors that have any questions? Put some numbers up there. Put our number, the call-in number. If there are any questions that you've got concerning this and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. I want to get my message out. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to reach the market, but I'm very interested in being able to do this as a mean. I may not be able to do it this Sunday, but I'm going to do it the following Sundays afterwards, and I will be able to do that. Now, we've been blessed with an auditorium that has multiple, a building that has multiple auditoriums, so we'll be able to do something, but we may actually have to take it to the parking lot. We're making an assessment of that right now for Resurrection Sunday. And so the problem that we're figuring out, working out, is that we have so many people that stream. We have thousands and hundreds of people that stream with us. So, you know, whether we're going to take our streaming outside and what, how we would go about doing that is the question, because we do a full production for our Sunday service. But I want to open the lines up if there's anyone that has any questions, comments about anything that we're talking about, because we've talked about a whole lot of stuff that we're doing. And there are a lot of options for you. A lot of this stuff is very new for pastors and new for groups. And you're saying, I never did this before. Well, I think this is an opportunity where your boundaries are being stretched. And this is a great time that God is using you to become more, even more of a pastor, technologically informed and involved. Never lose the fact that you have young people that are around and available to work with. Again, I said this again, we're offering our facility completely free for people that need to stream their message out and do a production that's well. We want to be a blessing to you on this upcoming Sunday. I think I just want to talk about, lastly but not least, and I want to keep you here all night, is the survival stories. You know, much of time has been put towards dealing with the coronavirus. And I want to tell you, I think I've got a pastor on Thursday that's a scholar. And I think I'm going to have him remotely on our show. He's going to show, he tells me that he's into biblical coding. And he talks about that the Bible talks about this coronavirus or the outbreak, what would happen in the world. It's biblical, and it's in Scripture, and he's founded in Scripture. I told him, don't tell me. I want to hear him tell him so I can ask the questions y'all going to ask at the same time. You know, and I'm not knocking him. Maybe he has found it. So I want to have that dialogue with him. But there are so many people. Let me tell you this. 80% of the people that come down with the virus survive. We have in the United States, I believe less than 100,000 people that's been affected. The numbers keep changing and vacillating. Now, you realize that there's over 250 million people in the United States. You know, some numbers say that's almost a half a billion in the United States. So the numbers that are being infected are very small. That doesn't mean they're insignificant. They're very significant. More people may be affected than have been tested. So that number could be as much as a half a million people may be infected. But even at a half a million people, with over 500 million citizens in the United States, that is less than 1% of the population. And that is still a concern. That is not to minimize it. But of that population, that means if it is at population 80 percentile of whatever number you're seeing, if they say it's 100,000 people, that means out of 100,000 people, 80,000 people will recover. 80 percentile will recover. And there are people with underlying health issues that have heart trouble and diabetes and fat and obese and all kind of things, they are living. A living testimony. Now, I'm not saying I'm a living testimony. I'm not saying I'm a corona survivor. But I'm saying that they are living, because I've talked about fat people, so I know you'll say, oh, is he talking about himself? No. No, I'm sorry. I'm not as serious, but I'm not a survivor yet. Praise the Lord. If that's what he want me to be, I'm believing God for that. And if he want me to go home, I'm going home on the morning train. I have made my reservations, and heaven is going to be my home. And, you know, everybody talks about they want to go to heaven, but nobody want to die. And but we are on the way. We're all checking out here at one point. I want to listen to some of the survivor stories tonight, because a scientist said this, that as scientists, they're supposed to give you the grim report, the worst. Have you ever been to the doctor and he tells you, chances are, I don't know, you got 50% chance I may nick your artery, you may bleed out, you may die, you may lose your eye, you may have to cut your leg off. They're supposed to give you the graveness, the worst case scenario. That's what science. Science gives you the worst and hope for the best. That's what they do. And because we have scientists and doctors that are talking, they're giving us worst case scenarios. But there are people that are living. And so tonight, I dug up this piece that I want you to see. And then I'll be coming back for my final remarks after this piece. Come on.
Inspiring stories from those who have recovered. People we've interviewed describe the debilitating symptoms and how their treatment and support systems help them pull through this. Our lead national correspondent, David Begno, he's home too. Talk to some of them. He joins us again from his New York City apartment. David, always good to see you. What did you learn from the interviews?
That there's hope happening around the country, Gail, by which people are walking out of a hospital survivors. You know, it's important for us as journalists to not only tell you where the cases are rising, but also where people are surviving. Because folks have said to me, David, I want to know how they were treated and how their recovery is going. So this morning, we're going to take you to Puerto Rico and Louisiana, but we're going to start in Georgia.
And look at me. I'm home.
Clay Bentley is sure happy to be home. He is quarantined in his bedroom after spending 12 days in a Georgia hospital. We followed his fight against coronavirus for more than a week.
I can't even hardly move, and I can't breathe. I can't catch my breath.
There was a point where the doctors told Clay there was really nothing more they could do.
They say, you know, we put these antibiotics through your system. And they said, you in worse shape today than you were when you came in the hospital. It's like 10 times stronger than the flu. When it hits you like a hammer.
Clay says right about when the doctors were going to put him on a ventilator, there were signs of improvement. He says his faith was key to his recovery.
I couldn't breathe at all. And then all of a sudden, I felt the Lord. I mean, his presence was there, and I felt him blow air in my lungs.
That chest tightness and feeling like you can't get your breath all the way, that's really scary.
Aviva Williamson of Shreveport, Louisiana, was diagnosed 4 days ago. The 36-year-old mother of four says she's still dealing with dizziness and fatigue.
I try to keep a mindset, you know, that I'm just going to get through it and nothing else wrong, bad is going to happen.
And then there's the story of Frank Eller, an 87-year-old retired Marine from San Diego who was just released from the hospital. He was in critical condition when he was evacuated from a cruise ship and taken to a hospital in Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, 2 weeks ago. He arrived with pneumonia and five underlying conditions, severe heart conditions, including a leaky heart valve and even emphysema in one lung. We spoke to him from his hospital bed a week ago.
At what point in the treatment progress did you start to feel relief?
I would say once they got me in this isolation room and started getting the antibiotics in me and the oxygen, almost immediately. Of course, we could not have done it without the hospital's outstanding efforts. And finally, the grace of God.
Amen.
That's why I'm here.
Mr. Eller is at home this morning in San Diego. He was never on a ventilator. And I can't get over this. Five underlying health conditions, the emphysema in one lung, heart disease, leaky heart valve, peripheral neuropathy, and an irregular heartbeat, and he still survived at 87. How's that for hope?
That is a wonderful story.
We
yeah.
needed to hear that, David. We need to hear the stories of survival. I love the Clay story because we've been following him all over the country to see him back home. That's great. I love all the stories, actually, of everybody that survived.
Yeah, it is.
And wonderful. We have an abundance of hope here, Dave.
Friends, it's the end of another show. Listen to me. People are surviving. Yeah. The good news is the bad news that you've been hearing can be wrong concerning you. Do you realize that the man said that it looks like he wasn't going to make it and they were getting ready to put him on a ventilator? And it's like God breathed into his lungs. Did you hear the lady that said that she was having tightness of the chest, but she's still having a little headaches, but she's alive? Did you not hear the old man that had emphysema and had a bad lung already and had pneumonia and everything? And he said it was the healthcare workers that worked on him. And he says it was that grace of God. I'm telling you, I want to give you good encouragement that all hope is not gone. All hope is not lost. Tonight, we're praying for families in the nation and people that are going through. Because God got the last word. I'm going to tell you, the corona has a word, but God has the last word. Point your hand this way. I pray strength to every family right now. God, that you touch the bodies of the sick, that you raise them up, and you bring healing to their homes and to their souls. My friend, I want to give you good news tonight. The good news is we will recover. As a country, we will rebound. This has been a nasty setback. But through God, all things are possible. It's a faithful Sunday. It's the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ we celebrate. And this